I'm not sure if you have this out here, Ajahn.
What?
But I know that you smoke, but this is chewing tobacco. I'm not sure if you use or if other monks are used.
So where are you from?
Texas.
Texas?
America, yes.
Didn't you have a cactus? So, what brings you here?
We wanted to pay respects to you, Ajahn. We're familiar with you from some YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And Miss Pim back here, I came with her. She brought me here originally when I ordained 4 years ago. And she's visiting again, and so we took the opportunity to come here to visit you.
She came here 4 years ago.
Yes. When I first went to the temple in San Antonio and I expressed my interest in ordaining, she used to come here every year for the Pansa. And when she was planning to make that trip, she invited me. And at that time, I had already expressed my interest in ordaining at the temple there, but it just was an opportunity because they were going to build a ordination hall there and it just hadn't been completed. And so originally supposed to be a temporary ordination, but when I got here, I asked my teacher to stay and he said, okay.
Maybe I don't understand.
Yeah, maybe Spanish.
So slowly. So I mean, you were in San Antonio.
Correct.
Yeah. And you wanted to ordain there, or?
Correct. Anywhere, really. I wanted to get into the temple.
So where did you ordain actually?
Here.
In Thailand.
Yes, correct.
In Nong Khai, or?
Nong Khai Khao.
And how did you meet her? She was
at the temple. At the temple in San Antonio.
Oh. So you live in San Antonio?
Dhaka.
And then she brought you here?
Correct.
Oh. And then you ordained in Nong Khai?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
And did she come here to this temple, or how do you know this temple?
We're both familiar with you from online.
Oh. YouTube.
Okay, so that is the first time you've been here?
Yes, I think she came by here yesterday just to explore and find her way here.
Oh.
And then, so we plan to come out here today.
GPS nowadays.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah. So what do you want to ask me?
Well, mostly with my meditation, I recently, I guess this past Pansa, I've kind of been seeing more progress, but more so in the walking meditation.
Yeah.
Currently at the temple, when we do our morning and evening chanting, we do a very short meditation, 20 minutes. So by the time it's over, I feel like I'm not getting enough of it. And so in the morning, I continue my walking. But it's been hit or miss.
Uh-huh.
But overall, this last Pansa, it's progressed, and I guess I'm just trying to get it more regular, and maybe whether that comes through motivation from you or a tongue lashing, whatever works.
So tell me a little bit, how is the routine at the temple you are?
The routine, we do our chanting at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we usually get out of there about close to an hour after. And then as soon as it's light outside, I go to my walk.
You go to your walking path?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And after, so I get about 40-45 minutes of the walk.
Yeah.
And I've always, in the past, when I've done walking meditations, I found that I've been able to calm my mind more consistently than a short sit.
Yeah.
And so, and the times that I have got my mind to really settle down, I try to keep that same momentum in the mind going into, setting up the sala and going on our Bhinnabhat route right afterward. And that's kind of what I've taken away from this last pansa in terms of my walking and my meditation, where I've seen the most.
And then after the meal, what do you do?
After the meal, I take my meal immediately after the pansa. I mean, after the peanut butter, before the rest of the group, so that I can, because they don't have the main meal until 9 o'clock. And so I take mine immediately so that when I go into the sala, I can help pick up from my teacher and one of our other senior monks there as soon as they're finished, rather than them waiting for me to finish my food.
And then after that?
And then after that, we get a break. I mean, we're done about 10:30, maybe 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then middle of the day, I mean, we take a break, and then I meet my teacher at 1 o'clock for his coffee and his leg rub. And then I get done with him about 2, and then from 2 to 4 is when we have temple work, and then I see him again at 4 o'clock for his pana, and then any bit of temple work or anything that I'm helping him with, like laundry or things.
That means you hardly get any time to practice.
Right. So that's one of the things that I've noticed, is that he's teaching me to value my time, but I do need to. There is times there that I can squeeze in more meditation, but it sometimes maybe doesn't come together as well as I'd like it to. I imagine myself faster than I am with getting things done.
ก็เป็นวัดไหนที่ที่น้องใคร
วัดคำพุกเป้งค่ะ
บุญเรืองบุญเรืองสุนาราม
อยู่ในเมืองก็อยู่ใน
อำเภอเมืองค
่
ะ
อำเภอเมืองยังไม่ใช่วัดป่าเป็นวัดบ้าน
วัดบ้าน
เป็นวัดป่า
สมัยก่อน
เป็นวัดป่าแต่นี้ก็พัฒนาขึ้นก
็วัดบ้าน
แต่ยังเป็นธรรมยุทธ์ค่ะ
But it is the Wat Ban. Even the sign going, you know, leading off the main highway says Wat Ban.
Wat Ban.
Mm-hmm. You probably know our teacher. He's been around. I guess from the stories I've heard, he visited Lung Tha Mahapua quite often.
Chua Lai, Kuba Chan.
Lung
Pa
Saman.
Lung
Pa Saman.
Saman.
สม
านอาจจะได้ยินอาจจะรู้จักนะ
ท่านเคยอยู่อเมริกา
ฮะ
ท่านเคยอยู่อเมริกาจะคุณมหาสมาน
อ๋อชาคุณสาบมหาสมานเคยอยู่สหรัฐเหรอ
ค
่
ะ
อ๋อ yeah I mean you finished your fifth panza I know if you want to have more time to practice, you know, and intensify your practice, I mean, then you need to go to a temple where you can do that.
Right. Well, my teacher plans to go back to America next year.
Yeah.
I just finished my fifth pansa. My fourth pansa, he sent me back to America with another one of his, with another senior monk.
Yeah.
And we spent the Yom had invited us and invited monks out there because the temple right now that we went to didn't have monks. And so one of the senior monks and I went out there and we spent the pansa. and Lupo Saman plans to go back to that same place, Wat Marble Falls in Texas. And so I'm taking care of my teacher right now. He's getting older. He just turned 80 this past April. And so, you know, I'm really trying to keep the mindset of meditation and what I'm doing, rather than, you know, especially from the chance that I do get to do my practice and carry that same mentality into the stuff that I'm doing. But that's usually where I find that it fades for me.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what you want. Yeah, I mean, yes, your gratitude towards your teacher. Yeah. But you know, there are other monks who can take care of him. Yeah.
Right.
So I mean, I would say, you know, you should take care of your practice.
Right. Right.
So you should find a place where you can practice 24 hours a day.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, that is one of my intentions of visiting here today also, is because, you know, is to just express my intention, you know, that if there is a possibility for visiting in the future, if that's something that you would be open to.
Yeah, sure. Anytime. But you have to understand one thing about practice. It's about the continuous effort, you know, that brings the result.
Right.
And not just visiting for a week or 2 weeks, you know, that doesn't bring any result. Yeah.
Right.
So, and you have to be familiar. You have to be familiar with our routine. You know, I mean, everybody practices on its own.
Correct.
Yeah. So we don't have together.
That's my preference. That's my personal preference.
And I mean, there's hardly anything, you know, there's hardly anything that distracts us here. Mm. Yeah. There are there's hardly any lay people coming here, you know, to distract us. Yeah.
Right.
So I mean, you're all on your own. Yeah. You can practice, you know, all the time. Mammy yum kuan pra corny cornoon call locket I think that Pumkidwa Kirchuk and Tivat Bat Papanta Aladdin. Sometime Kirkum
Ma
by Halitana.
My boy.
Yeah, when do you want to come? You can come here now. Yeah? Did you bring your boat? I mean, why not just, you know, I mean, going back and then coming back, you know, I mean, just, yeah.
Well, like you said, I do have a debt of gratitude to my teacher, and...
Yeah, that is okay, but, you know, I mean, five pounds high, you know, it's... If he doesn't have anybody who takes care of him, you know, that would be okay. But I'm sure that there are quite a few monks who take care of him.
Well, there are. There's three of us that manage him right now.
Yeah.
But going into Texas next year, I'll be the... He was trying to get other monks to go with him, but he was unable to get visas for them. And so right now it's just going to be...
And don't go. I mean, you know what the U.S. is now? It's a wounded tiger, you know, that you know. I mean, lashes out on every country, you know, that it's not agree with it, and there will be World War III, you know, and you don't want to be in this country, yeah? Because this time, you know, America will be attacked, and you don't want to be in Texas, you know. I mean.
A lot of military bases.
What?
A lot of military bases.
Yeah, not only that, yeah. I mean, the best place, you know, to be, you know, in the time of war is, you know, here in Isan. Mm. Even southern part, you know, of Thailand is not so safe there. Mm. But here, you know, I mean, here are the devas, here are the monks who practice, you know, and they protect us. Mm. So, I mean, it's a bad idea, especially next year, you know. I mean, I don't know how much are you on the news, you know. I mean, at the moment, you know, all the warships, you know, and at the coast of Israel.
Mm. No, I'm not familiar with that.
But oh, yeah, Israel and Gaza have a big war.
Yes.
Yeah. And they brought two aircraft carrier groups.
Oh, yeah. Escalating.
Yeah, escalating. Of course, they're always escalating, huh? I mean, what did you do before you ordained?
Before I ordained, I was a personal trainer.
A what?
Personal trainer.
Trainer for what?
Fitness trainer.
Fitness trainer. Oh,
before that, I was a nurse in the army.
A nurse in the army. How long were you in the army?
Just 4 years.
4 years?
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't go back. I mean, I would spend the time because the time, you know, I mean, the time is precious, you know. I would spend the time now, you know, to practice, you know. And once you get to a certain level, you know, I mean, then you can do whatever you want to. Yeah? But first get your practice, you know, that's why you ordained, yeah.
Right.
I mean, in 5 years, you know, I mean, I mean, Lungta Mahabo always left us alone, you know. I mean, we there, yeah. Yeah, we are there for practice, you know. And he checked, you know, on us if we are practicing. Yeah, he went by, you know, went by our kuti, you know, 3 times a day, you know, in the morning, in the middays, you know, and evening, you know, and look, you know, if we are practicing. Yeah, he wasn't interested in us helping anything. Yeah. Problem is in that, yeah, I mean, yes, they want to have, yeah. I mean, when he was offered the temple in Colorado, he didn't want to accept it, yeah. Mm. He didn't want, you know, his monks to go there, you know, and then, you know, spend time, you know, building a monastery, you know. I mean, Mpantat, you know, didn't have any, what is it, Sakha, yeah. You speak Thai a little bit, huh?
Very little, okay.
แม่พูดได้แล้วทำไมแม่สอนภาษาไทยบ้างแล้ว
need to be practiced
ท่านอาจารย์ I spent most of my time alone and there was only one other monk who spoke English and actually the group here now is they're I think they're the only ones that speak English in the temple and I'm not around them
and you're around them because you feel comfortable with English yeah mm.Now, if you want the depth of Dhamma, you have to learn Thai, yeah.
Mm.
It's not in English.
Well, just to pay you a bit of respect and praise you a bit, a lot of what I picked up has come from you and Thanachan Jeff, who I think have done a great job at.
Tanachev, yeah, I mean, he translated, you know, he was with a very good Achan when he was here in Thailand.
Mm.
But still, you know, I mean, picking up things, you know, is okay, you know, but, you know, finding your own insights, you know, is much better.
Right.
Because whatever we say, you know, you can find in your own heart, yeah? Mm. And that's what we are practicing, you know, to find, yeah?And then only once in a while we do need guidance, yeah. I remember, I mean, when was it, you know, after 5 or 6 years I came to see Lungda and asked him questions, yeah.
Mm.
Before that I just knew what to do, yeah. Samadhi and Panya, Samadhi, Panya, yeah.
That is one of the, I think,Before, when I was a personal trainer, I was married then, and I asked my wife at the time if I could quit my job. So I did quit my job, and for the next 5 years, I studied. I studied and was trying to become familiar with Dhamma.
Mm.
And over that time, you know, when I kind of was introduced to Buddhism, you know, I narrowed it down to, you know, Thailand and then the Tamayu.
Mm.
And so I did get a lot of...you know, study time, and then when I became a monk, I felt less inclined to study, and so I have, for the most part, tried to implement the stuff that I learned, and I'm not doing a whole lot of reading and stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
I occasionally listen to a Dhamma talk.
No, that is okay. I mean, if the Dhamma talk comes from the heart, you know, you can close your eyes and just listen to your heart. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't disturb. You know, I mean, it actually helps. You know.Sometimes it actually, just listening to Dhamma talk, you know, Lungda Mahabho, you know, it helps you to get into calm much, much quicker than, you know, trying to calm your own mind, yeah? But I would say, you know, I mean, I would say you need a place where you can practice for 12, 14, 16 hours a day.
Mm.
Yeah? I mean, this continuous effort, you know, not only that, yeah, I mean, also the lay people know, yeah, if they sit 1 hour at home, you know, everything is fine. If they go to the monastery and sit there for 3 hours, the kilesas come out and, you know, and constantly bother us, yeah.
Mm.
So the longer you sit or the longer you walk, the more the kilesas you see, yeah.
Right.
I mean, they leave you alone for an hour and say, okay, let him go for an hour, and then let him go for another hour or for another hour, yeah. But if you do 9 hours, you know, in one row, you know, I mean, boy, yeah.
Mm.
Then you see the might of the kilesas, yeah. Mm. And then you have to fight them. And through this fight, you learn, yeah. Mm. You gain some wisdom, yeah. I mean, it's okay, you know. I mean, it's okay, you know, to read Dhamma and to understand the Dhamma. Yeah, that is okay. Yeah, maybe need to do that, you know. I mean, every child has to go through kindergarten and to primary school and then, you know, to secondary school and high school. Yeah, before it can go to university. Yeah. And Longda Mahabua called his, you know, monastery the forest university. Yeah. So I mean, he didn't teach, you know. I mean, he didn't teach us to read, you know. I mean, actually, you know, there wasn't any library, you know, in the forest ministry, because he didn't want us to read. Yeah, he wanted us to practice all the time. Yeah, it's up to you, you know. I mean, you can come anytime. Yeah. Sometimes, yeah, I mean, yeah, I felt gratitude for my teacher, but still, you know, I mean, we have to go our own way, yeah. And if the teacher is good, and my teacher was very good, you know, I said, go, yeah, go and practice, yeah. I don't want you to do this and do that, you know, around here, you know, this is not helping me. It is helping me if you practice. Other people, you know, who don't have, you know, who don't have the interest in practicing, they can do all this stuff. Yeah? Mm. And you find a lot of Thais, probably also Thai monks in your monastery, you know, who don't really want to practice that much, you know. I mean, practice for 1 or 2 hours a day and then do this, you know. Huh? You see, wherever you go in all these monasteries, they want to build this or build that, you know, do this and do that, you know, go out here, go out there, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yeah, let them do this. Yeah, and you practice, you know, because you inclined to practice. Huh? Mm-hmm. And if you ask your Achan, you know, I mean, he hopefully understands. You know, I said I just met a monk, you know, from Wat Papantat, you know, and he told me to practice 16 hours a day. You know, I want to do that. Huh? Yeah, if you had faith in Lungda Mahabua, you know, he will understand this. Eh? Yeah. I thought, you know, you know Puya Wu? He keeps his monks, you know, very close to him. He doesn't allow them to go anywhere, you know. Huh? And he had a few of the Western monks, you know, they got then sick of it, you know, and then left, you know, to stop to that. No, a teacher doesn't let you go, it's not a good teacher. Yeah. And they understand the English now.
Yeah.
All of them. You're all from Texas, huh?
No, they're from here.
ทั้งหมดเหรอ
ค่ะคนแก่ก็ไม่
แก่ก
็
เท็กซัสครับ
ฮะ
เท็กซัสครับ
เท็กซัส
ซานอันโทนิโอครับ
ซานอันโทนิโออ
ยู่ที่ชิคาโก
ที่ชิคาโก
คุณยายค
่
ะ
คุณยายอยู่ชิคาโก What are you doing having a restaurant or massage
ชิคาโก43ปี
ฮะ
ชิคาโกอยู่อเมริกา43ปีครับ
43ปี
ครับ
43
แล้วทำอะไรที่
คุณยายเป
็
นพยาบาล
พยาบาลอ๋อนี่สองคนมีร้านอาหาร
ร้านอาหารครับ
งานคนเนี้ย
เป็นพยาบาล
พยาบาล Yeah, I mean it's completely up to you. Do you have any questions about practice?
When I'm doing my sitting meditation, and the times that I'm sitting not with the group, with the Tamwat group, I for some reason I always go through a very sleepy period at the beginning.
Yeah.
And it varies how long that period goes. It's like a speed bump. It's like I sit down and I feel alert at the beginning. The mind starts to calm down and maybe starts to slide down that calm too much. And then I get woozy. And then I feel like usually when I come through a big head bob and then I wake up really quick,
yeah.
I can keep my my alertness after that kind of picks up a little bit. But I'm having a tough time getting over that speed bump. And for some reason, it doesn't seem to be getting any shorter for me. But I'm guessing that's just from the lack of doing it over and over and over past the time that we do together.
That is one thing. But the other thing is, you know, I mean, of course, if the mind gets calm, you know, it always goes to sleep.
Mm.
Yeah? Right. So you have to... If you understand what is happening within your citta, you understand that the citta tells you what it's going to do.
Mm.
Yeah. So if you get the thought, okay, now it has come, let's go to sleep, you know, I mean, said, no, I don't want to go to sleep, I want to stay awake. Yeah.
Mm.
And then you're suddenly awake. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It announces it. The same with the pain. It always announces it before it. Yeah. It tries to convince you what what it's going to do, you know, so that you give you okay, because you have to give you okay, yeah. But most of the time we don't realize that, you know, so we don't argue against it or don't resist it. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So if you catch it, you know, it's like, no, and then you stay awake and there's no speed bump.
Mm-hmm.
But to catch that, you have to have sati.
Mm.
Yeah? And that is the problem for most people, they don't have sati.
Mm. And then when I'm doing my walking meditation, sometimes I don't know how far to go with the walking meditation. So when the mind does settle down to a calm, I feel like the mind is stepping back and I'm watching the body walk.
Yeah.
And I'm aware of the breath.
Yeah.
For me, this is where I get kind of where I feel like this is kind of like the pinnacle of my meditation where other thoughts have already dropped off.
Yeah.
There's the walking, there's the breathing, the sensations that I'm feeling and the mind stays with those. But how long do I just stay there? Do I just keep it?
Yeah.
If that's all I'm experiencing, should I be looking for something else while I'm doing that? Or should I just stay there and hope for something or not?
Yeah, yeah. It's becoming boring.
No. It's actually, it's very pleasant and I enjoy it. But like I said,
Don't go on the pleasantness, yeah? I mean, just stay with your breath and go on, you know, go on for hours and see what is happening. It's okay. Becoming calmer and calmer and calmer, yeah? That's what, when we do long hours of walking meditation or long hours of sitting meditation, when the mind really gets calm, yeah? I mean, until the world goes out, you know, until the body disappears, yeah?
Okay.
And then, you know, when you come out of the Madhya, then you do the investigation of the body, because that is the most important thing. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And body or investigation. Yeah. Don't go nackt. Man tuk mag, chai mai? Man gin, ying mi tuk, ying dong gin. Kong wan duwe, na? มีความสุขก็กินทำอาหารไทยที่ซันอันโทนิโอหรืออะไรเอ where there were some other people in Texas, I don't know, just here in the village, you know, two sisters, you know, who had a restaurant in San, I think San Antonio, but I don't know, maybe it was another part. Texas is a little bit bigger.
Yeah, bigger than Thailand.
Civita.
Yeah, but not so nice.
No.
It took me quite a while to drive just through the width of Texas. Yeah. Mm.
12-hour drive.
4 or 5 hours drive. But that's the same as Kansas, yeah. And that is even much more boring, driving through Kansas. Just a straight line, you fall asleep.
And Paul, when was the last time you visited America?
Oh, that was 1980, what was it? Yeah, something like that. I studied there in 1982-84, and then I think the last visit was 1988 or 1989.
Oh, okay. Mm. Wild back.
Yeah, very, yeah, I mean, things were still okay, you know, in this world. I mean, it started, you know, it started with...
When did Lumpa first go to America?
How many years?
But when did he first go? I think Lumpa Saman went maybe 80 or 81, I'm not sure, or late 70s.
Very quickly, yeah. There was also another one, there was other... A lady in Cham Dai met Khun Nai, he looked at Lung Ta, he did by Sarat Lumpu Suwang, Suwang. Suwat, na? Chai Lakhanpa.
Yes, I heard that when the Tama Yut was first going to go to America, Lumpu Saman had gone to Lumpu Te and asked him for his best month, and he gave him Lumpu Suwat. And that's how Lumpu Suwat ended up being on the list to go to America, which he was initially against.
Yeah, I assume, but he was an Arahant anyway, so I mean, he didn't mind. And then he came back and died. But that is not a problem for somebody who has finished his work to die. Mm. There's no attachment to the khandhas or to this life. Yeah. So, what other questions do you have?
Okay. Let's say, Ajahn, that I do go to Texas, and the temple there that Lumpa Saman and I are going back to is it's out in boonies. It's kind of separated from everything. I think we're about a 45-minute drive from Austin, which is the capital there in Texas. And actually, the place is very nice, very good for practice. When I spent the last my last pansa out there, there's nothing out there.
It's a forest, huh?
Well, it's a Texas hill country. So there's hills out there. There's trees out there, but it's not like this. Mm. So you can kind of see for miles if you get on the right spot. But it's very quiet. And so...
It's not hot?
Yes. It's hot and cold, hot during the day and then cold in the evenings.
In the U.S., you know, I'm not talking about if it was 1980 or 1990, I said go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's so many places, you know. I was visiting most of the national parks, you know, I mean, just close to the national park. I mean, quiet, there is nobody coming and bothering you. Yeah? Mm. The only thing, you know, I mean, you have to be aware of that you have somewhere where you go Binda Park. Don't forget that.
Mm. Well, that's what I was going to ask you for your advice, because right now the property that was purchased by a bunch of the lay people.
Yeah.
And then a section of it is the actual Wat.
Yeah.
And then in front, you know, they've already sectioned off where they plan to live there. They plan to build out there and live. But currently, there's only one husband and wife who have their house built there. So and they provide the meal daily. But I think when Lumpa Saman gets back out there, the ties come out of everywhere. They come out of the cities and show up where he is. But what would your advice be, you know, as far as, because Binapat, there's only one house there. And, you know, there are other houses around there, but you go onto those properties, you might get shot. they're not usually, you know, they're country folk.
They're hillbillies, though.
Some of them.
I don't know what, you know, I mean, I don't know what Ajahn Dik did, you know, but he was able, you know, to go and Pindabad in Virginia, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming from this area, so, I mean, he was born there or in this area. So he got a piece of property. I don't know how he's doing now. Yeah, I mean, first get friendly before you go Pindabad.
Mm. Good idea. Yeah, meet the neighbors.
Yeah. I mean, invite them, you know, invite them to go, you know, and to go to the, ask them to come to the places so that they feel a little bit secure, yeah.
Mm.
Because a lot of people, you know, also in Texas, they don't feel very secure about, you know, about the strange people, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, the road leading up to the temple. So you have the small town Marble Falls, and the road that leads out is probably about maybe 10 miles outside of the town. And I counted 13 churches on the way to the Wat.
Yeah. That doesn't necessarily mean anything bad, you know?
Right. I
mean,
right.
Yeah. So the people, yeah, seem to be religious, or there are old churches where there's only one person visiting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think, you know, no matter where you are, in which country you are, I mean, the young people are not interested in religion.
Right.
Yeah. It's only the old people who are interested in religion. The younger people, you know. I mean, when Kop Kua La, when Pua Mia La, Mi Luki Kon.
Mi.
The chat Nai Kai Chalian. ใครจะเรียนคุณฮะ
เรียนกันเอง
ฮะเรียนเองนะฮะมันคอร์สเองเหรอ Yeah I mean you have to find you know I mean I find there's no basis you know in the West world for this kind of temples yeah mm-hmm. Most Thais you know who live in the West you know have no interest you know they want to have a temple where they can make bun you know and that's it yeah
right yeah satya is low
and they want to make you know I mean piti ni piti nun piti nan chame huh? yeah that's what they're interested and that is disturbing of course to our practice yeah
mm-hmm.
I mean I went to the temples you know there were three temples you know in Germany that were okay I visited them all. But you know I mean it is a problem you know for most you know and the monks you know get deteriorate in their practice yeah?
Mm.
Because of that you know because nobody is you know keen on practicing nobody is keen on, in Dhamma you know they're only keen in you know making bun yeah,
mm.
yeah? And having this pity for their house or for their car
mm.
huh? yeah tell me Ni rot motor sign my okay the only safe boom by that
it's like as far as the auspicious chants for the Thais like to people going over to their houses and stuff
yeah
I've not learned them specifically because of that reason
yeah no
and
I don't know them and I don't do them. I don't even do cars, yeah.
Mm.
I think one day, yeah. I mean sometimes, you know, if it is a devoted layperson, you know, I mean who wants to do something then I might consider something. But normally not.
Mm.
And then I do it, you know. Not my mouth. So yeah, come anytime, you know, and then see what practice is like when you suddenly start to sit for 6 hours.
Mm.
Yes. Huh? Without interruption, or walk for 6 hours without interruption.
Mm.
Or in the beginning 3 hours, you know, for some people, you know, after 1.5 hours, it's already, you know, hell.
Mm.
Huh?
Right.
Yeah?
But I did get a little bit of experience before I ordained when I would go to the park and walk for hours, and that was my first experience in getting the mind to calm down, which is
yeah.
why.
But that is going in the park, you know. I mean, you can go for hours and you don't get bored. But if you go mm. up and down mm. for hours, you get bored. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And if you sit for hours and try to stay with the breath, yeah, then you get easily bored, you know. And then pain comes, and then you have to deal with pain, or these thoughts are coming, and this is interrupting you.
Right.
I mean, the Kilesas constantly try to track you out. Yeah, they are not interested in karma, because the moment you go into samadhi, I mean, that's where they lose their power.
Mm.
Yeah? They have no power over you. Yeah, samadhi. Yeah. They have no power over you. And that's why we want to go into samadhi to rest ourselves, so when we can come out and fight the kilesa. Okay? Mai, nun ko sai nei tu safe. Da le pai pavarana ko konai, krai ko thavai ko dai.
Well, I did. I was just sharing with one of the other monks an interesting run-in that I had with another monk in San Antonio. When I was visiting San Antonio this past or early this year, my former wife had visited her brother who was in the Navy in Virginia. And yeah. So she took the opportunity to go pay respects to Ajahn Dick.
Yeah.
And when she went there and introduced herself saying that she was from San Antonio, they had told her that they had just had a monk from San Antonio leave there.
Yeah.
Who had just finished his fifth pansa.
Yeah.
And had gone back to San Antonio.
Yeah.
And I got the opportunity to meet his name is Kupa Chris, and he's still a Dhammayu monk, and he's
Kupa Chris?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And he's currently staying at a Zen center in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was interesting. I'm sure there's a lot of past karma connections there where two Mexicans from the same city venture out to the world, become ordained in the same sect, and then run back into each other during a brief period in San Antonio again.
Yeah, so what did he tell you about his experience with Ajahn Dick?
He's very happy. He enjoyed it. But he wanted to, the reason he came back to San Antonio was because he wanted to be closer to family. Not necessarily to take care of them, because again, he stays at the Zen Center. But just to, I think, kind of be there for them so that they can kind of have some contact with the monk and his views and his ways of doing things. It was interesting. He still, while staying at the Zen Center, he gets up and goes green a pot near downtown in San Antonio, and then comes back, and then he follows the schedule of the Zen Center. But I think currently they're I'm not sure what they call the person in charge of the
abbot.
Something else, yeah. But that person just recently left, so they got a Dhammayu monk in charge of Zen Center currently in San Antonio.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, people ask me why I don't go back to Germany and teach there, yeah, because, I mean, in the West there is no basis, yeah. I mean, Dhamma, you know, Dhamma, if you really want to practice Dhamma, you have to have three prerequisites there. I mean, I'm talking often about it. That's gratitude, generosity, and respect. And we all lack that. Yeah. So, I mean, what you want to teach the people in, yeah? If they don't have a basis, you know? Yeah. And the Thais who live there in the West, you know, I mean, lose these values that they have, you know, when they were born, yeah? Because all what they see is money, 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 money. And things, yeah, this I need, this I need, that I need, yeah? And in the end, they lose the great heritage, you know, inheritance, you know, of the place that they were born into. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And that's why Lungdam Habo never talked about these things. Yeah, because the people who came to him, the monks who came to him, had these things. Yeah, so he didn't need to emphasize it. Yeah, but in the West they don't have it. You know, I mean generosity. Yeah, some people are generous. Yeah, but respect. You know, respecting other people. You know, even people that you don't like. Yeah. Or being grateful to your parents, yeah? I mean, where is that, yeah? Maybe in Mexican families, yeah? You're Mexican or what, yeah? Maybe in Mexican families, yeah, that's, they still have a little bit of this, yeah? But American families, no, yeah? The children, you know, I mean, yeah? I mean, they go against their parents and so on, you know, have no respect for it. Yeah? No respect for the teachers in school, yeah? I mean, you know, you went through the school system, yeah? I mean, how much respect did you have for your teacher? Everybody who teaches you, everybody who gives you food, yeah? You have to have gratitude for these people. Yeah? Because they take care of you. You cannot, as a human being, you cannot live alone, yeah? And that's why the Lord Buddha made it very clear that we have to go pindapat. To make sure that we don't lose the contact, yeah? And why was Buddhism destroyed in India? Because they did that, yeah. Mm. That, you know, they went back in the monastery and said, you know, what the lay people don't understand anything anyway, so I mean, yeah. And then the Muslims just needed to come and cut, you know, and decapitated the people in the monastery and then Buddhism was gone.
The values are weak.
What?
The values are weak.
Yeah, I mean, the people understand, the lay people do understand if you teach them correctly, you know, they understand the basic things, yeah, and the basic Buddhist thing. So, okay, so if you don't have any questions, you know, hurry to come, yeah, and then see, you know, see what it is like, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. Thank you for taking your time to come out here and see us.
Okay, Rapon. Yata varivaha paraparipalanti sakarang. Evameva itotinang petanang upakapati ichitang patitang tumhang kipameva samitato sabbe parantu sankapa chandopanara soyata manichotira soyata sabitiyo vivachantu saparoko vinasatumate pavatvantarayo sukiti kayuko pavapivadana sile sanichanguta pachayino chattaro tamavatanti Ayuvano sukhang phalam.